What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We got a packed show coming up today. Pete Prisco going to join us at noon. Jeff Ehrman talking Terps in about a half hour, man. Terps, good win last night, man. Fired up for that. Mark Zuckerman from Palm Beach, pitchers and catchers reporting, man.
Baseball bet on your Terps last night? You were scared. What was scaring you, man?
I didn't like the spot. But you know what? Good teams win in tough spots.
They went out there and handled that thing. All right.
Good teams win in tough spots, man.
Saying, dog.
I'm going Sunday. Anybody going to be in College
you
Park? You
got to start being a little bit more confident, dog.
Not only am I going Sunday, but we got a babysitter. It's just me and Lauren going back to College Park.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man.
Oh, boy. I've seen Lauren dance, boy. Ooh, Lauren. It's going to be fun.
The U.S. beat Finland last night in the
beat the hell out of them.
The Four Nations Cup, we're calling 5-1, this thing.
5-1, something like that? Going into
6-1.
Wait, it ended up being 6-1. It was within, when they 2-1, they were 2-1 going into the third.
I think both the
Kachuk
boys scored.
And in 3 minutes, bam. 5-1.
Yeah, beat their ass. Bleep you, Finland. I take it back. I don't really have any animosity towards Finland. I know very little. I believe Helsinki's the capital. But you heard something briefly there. Obviously, the biggest breaking news here on the B. Mitch and Finley program. Happy Valentine's Day to all that celebrate. But Jeff Walker is back. His triumphant return. It's been a hell
been
of a
while,
couple days,
been
Jeffrey.
Been a while.
How are you, bud? What's the latest? What are we allowed to discuss,
man? What you want to talk about, JP? I'm here, man. I'm alive.
So let's start with the day of the snowstorm, which feels like a week ago now. The snowstorm was when? Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. So on Instagram, you posted a video of a lady of the night walking down the middle of the street in the middle of the day. That was about 3 o'clock on Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Roughly?
Yes.
All right. Take me from when you spotted that lady of the night and decided to post it on Instagram until now. What all has happened in your universe?
Okay. So first, that lady of the night completely threw me off because it was snowing outside and she's just walking on the yellow lines in between traffic.
Completely she seemed like she had had a few. Like, she had had some substances.
Yeah, I'm glad you said a few substances, because that wasn't drinks. Then, dude, so I'm teaching lessons now to troubled kids, you know, and...
You're teaching lessons to troubled kids.
Yeah, I mean, we giving them different avenues, you know, we teaching them how to engineer, we teach them how to, you know, do different things, so... I went out just because I had to get some stuff done. And on my way back, this dude in a Nissan Altima comes flying down 295. I mean, not 295, BW Parkway. Same thing, it's just the Maryland side. So he spins out. So as he's spinning out, I slam on brakes. I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to collide with this guy. So I let off the brake. I swerve into a ditch. You know I always got something wrong with my tire, right?
Something's always wrong with something, you know, Jeff. What? I know that.
Okay, with your tire. Now you find, like, your text to us was, on my way home, and I was like, why it took till 9:30 for you to text? You know what I mean?
Dude, I was like when I slid off, I was just like, yo, why are you speeding? Dude asked me, am I all right? I was just so blown away. I didn't even argue at bro. I was like, yeah, I'm okay, bro. Just go ahead, bro. Because
the dude that made you go into the ditch, ask you, were you all right?
He asked me, was
I pull you out of Nissan Sentra?
Now, look, I didn't even want him to talk to me. I just wanted him to just drive on because my tire's flat in the ditch now. I can't get no traction to get out. Finally get it out.
What road was this on? Like, where is there a ditch?
It's not like a ditch.
Like, but, where the snowplow pushed everything off, kind of?
Yeah, it's like I just couldn't get it. And when my tire would spin, it would kick up mud and stuff.
So my first specific question was answered with, it wasn't really a ditch. I'm just saying. and we continue.
So then yesterday, I'm about to come into work. I start my car. I forgot I didn't lock my door. I literally take 5 steps from my car. And as I'm putting the key in the door to lock my door, I just hear skirt. And then I hear 2 cars skirt off. And I look, my car is being sped down the street by some random guy. My car is gone. I don't know how to feel. I'm
So do you think if you went to the car that they were gonna try to jack you?
No. I honestly think they just had the perfect opportunity and took it. Cause my car is not worth taking. Like, it's so many cars on the street that look better than mine. It's not worth taking.
Mm. So I have a question for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
In the United States of America, liability insurance is required to drive a car, right?
Yes.
But it's not required to have comprehensive coverage, which covers theft.
Yes.
I'm curious if you have comprehensive car insurance.
No, well, the way
Facebook knows.
Knowing you, so that was my one prediction yesterday when you weren't here, is like, man, I got a feeling Jeff doesn't have comprehensive on this car.
I don't. Good thing is,
let's put out an APB on the radio. Maybe the listeners can help. It takes a village.
Yes,
tell people what they're looking for.
It's a 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, license plate 1GA4874, and it's like a dark blue. The good thing is,
I always thought it was kind of green looking.
It comes up, my VIN number registered as dark blue. I don't know why.
DC plates?
Huh?
DC plates?
Maryland plates.
Okay.
You know what? I saw one yesterday that looked just like your car, but it wasn't your license plate. It was a different license plate.
I also don't think, most of the time, because a bunch of my friends' cars have been stolen out of their driveways. A lot of times, especially now with the push start, people forget to take their keys inside. And so these dudes come around the middle of the night. It happens. But a lot of times people just kind of take it for a joyride and leave it somewhere. I'm almost surprised your car hasn't turned up yet. Did you call the police, Jeff?
Yes, I called the police and my insurance. The thing is, JP, it depends on what level of thief I'm dealing with here. Like, if I'm dealing with a low-level guy who's just joyriding, I'll probably find it. It'll probably be crashed. But because of the engine that I had, somebody could be chopping that thing up right now and convert.
You're telling me your 20-year-old car has some super engine?
So my engine is the first series of the Hellcat engines. It's a Hemi.
Believe me, the year of the car don't make a difference.
Yeah, I'm going to say that car was taken care of.
Normally, the older the car is the one that they really want.
I'm going to say my engine, new car, got too much stuff care of.
Is it Beverly Hills Cop when he's like, is this the illegal chop shop? Let's go around the room. What are the chances Jeff gets his car back? Brian.
Who's Brian?
You. I'll call White Brian when it's his turn.
Well, I'm hoping he gets it, but it's slim.
What are the chances Jeff gets his car back, like, fully functional, operational? He just needs a wash.
That's very, very rare.
Like 10%?
Yeah.
Landfill, what are the chances Jeff gets his car back, operational, ready to rock?
17.
White Brian.
24.
Ooh, optimist. Jeff, what's your gut telling you?
Bro, I already started looking for a new car. Like, the real reason why I just know just the luck that I've been on for this. I just know it's going to come up total.
Ain't no luck, Jeff.
I just hope. What I just you
been
hope,
on lately?
I just hope that, you know, my speaker stands are still in there.
Is your DJ stuff in there?
No, luckily, all except only my microphone and my speaker stands. The two cheapest things was left in my car. I make sure I take all my speakers and everything out every time. But, dude.
All right, well, good luck, man. If any, I know we have police officers. Listen, if you can help Jeff out, I don't know, go knock on some doors, man. Maybe it was the dude, Landfill, I believe his name was Memphis. There was a guy that had to steal 60 cars in 24 hours, I think.
Who?
It's a real story, right?
Yeah, it was Eleanor. That was the name of Jeff's car.
Yeah, maybe this is an elaborate heist scheme, and he's just.
Where is the guy from?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Is it a real story?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a real story.
Are you making this up? You all straight bastards. Which both of
Memphis
y'all.
Reigns, I believe.
Memphis Reigns.
Jeff, I
love that movie. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Jeff, I'm not entirely convinced you're getting your car back, bud. I thought you'd have it back already. I am not a criminologist. I know very little.
We know you're not that.
I know very little about anything, frankly. But I think if you don't get your car back in like the first 12, 24 hours.
48 hours. Like it was
28.
What's the movie? 48 hours.
48 hours. Another Eddie Murphy classic.
Nah, but this is a TV show we're talking about. 48 hours where... they say whenever a crime happens, you have
the first 48.
First 48, yeah.
I was talking about Eddie Murphy and I think Nick Nolte in San Francisco was 48 hours. Mm. You never saw that movie?
Nah.
Yo, it's awesome. It's Eddie Murphy.
I'm not a movie guy. You just got to know that. I go to sleep in movies. Why am I supposed to waste my money?
Yeah, but this was 30 years
ago. I was going to sleep 30 years ago in movies too.
What recourse do you have, Jeff? For your car, hit up the good people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Maybe they got a deal for you.
Yeah, I don't even know which direction I'm going with this right now on my car.
Now, there was a period of time where your old car died on you, and you were taking the metro a lot.
No, my old car didn't die on me. Someone crashed into my car.
Yeah,
and ran.
Remember that at night?
Is that when they were attacking your tires?
Somebody at night hit your car.
It was
going,
raining.
Right?
They lost control, hit my car, and kept going.
You know what I suggest?
It's hard to keep up with all the things.
I suggest you get no more cars.
No.
Maybe just take the metro,
dude. I'm leaving the hood. I'm not staying around my neighborhood no more. I'm gone. I'm moving to, like, Ashburn or something.
What?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm gone. I'm not staying in the city no more.
Landfill, I know how you feel about a football stadium in Virginia. How do you feel about Jeff moving to Ashburn?
I just need somewhere quiet, bro. I can't do this no more.
I'd be cool if Jeff moved to Virginia. We could hang it out at the filling company.
Jeff,
the what?
Jeff is more of a Maryland, D.C. guy. We are north of the river, fellas. Jeff.
Hey, bro. I promise you, I do not have no problem commuting to the city, having my fun, and leaving.
You should move. Where does Greg live? What even
he
county
don't
is
live
that?
Hell.
Jeff, you should move out there.
He'll never get here on time.
What? If I move that far, I'll be moving to Southern Maryland.
What county does Greg live in? Do you know?
Greg lives like out there in
Orange County?
Front Royal area.
I don't even know what county that is.
I don't know what hell county
I think it's Orange. That's my guess. Jeff, I'm taking the under on you moving even outside of the Beltway.
Hey, you're going to lose that one.
What? Didn't you just sign a new lease?
Yeah, but... The lease only 6 months.
Okay. Well, good luck, man. I'm glad you're back at work. I'll be honest. I was not expecting to see Jeff today. When you walked in,
we were about to do a bet. Then boom, you walked in. You saved me some money.
If I would have stayed in the house, I probably would have lost my sanity. Thinking about
that
car.
Yo, in your quest to get the car back, let's all be safe. All right. I mean that sincerely. Because I know you. I know you want your car back. It's your property. You are entitled to want it back. But let's just try to think big picture, man. Big picture. Well, you get another car.
Huge picture.
Yeah. We are in the doldrums of sports now. Football's over every day. I feel like I'm still
Maryland
trying to
basketball.
Come to grips with it.
We're good.
Dude, did you watch it at all last night?
No.
White Brian, did you watch
at
last night?
At least I was pulling for him.
You're a college hoops guy.
I went to the MGM last night.
Oh, what was going on over there?
I was having some drinks and getting some at the roulette table.
You get it in?
Yes, baby.
Did the green hit?
Huh?
Did the
Nah, I got the black. All I had black.
Always bet on black.
Yep.
Quoting Wesley Snipes. I went out to King Street Oyster Bar, which was cool. That's a cool spot. If you're ever out Rockville, Potomac, wherever that is, it's a cool little spot. Oh, dude, the bartender listens to the radio show, and he gave me...
Mark say Jeff really has Asperger's syndrome.
He's moving out there now. The bartender gave me a gift for you, Brian, that I left in my car, I think. But this
what kind
dude,
of gift?
I think you're okay with me leaving it in the car. His name was Joey. Shout out to Joey at King
what
Street
up, Joey?
Oyster Bar. A couple years back, we were at a remote for Nats opening day at that bar down by Nats Park, but like on the far side. You remember we were doing that remote on First Street, maybe? Not Half Street, but like one over for Nats opening day.
We did a remote?
We did. Remember Jody came by? We were there.
Oh, we were on the street.
We were on the street.
Yeah, I remember that. That's over there, though.
Well, I never know where we are. all the blinds are drawn. It's very confusing. And my man said he came by and he gave you a gift as part of your Hall of Fame advocacy fund. And it was 3 pennies. And he gave me another 3 pennies in an envelope and said, B. Mitch, Hall of Fame advocacy fund. So shout out to Joey.
You were telling people to send us pennies. That's why they started doing that.
I haven't said that in years.
Yeah, but you said it.
Well, do you want me to go get it from the car? I can send Jeff. Although I don't know that Jeff needs to be around cars right now.
No.
So I was there, and then I went out to dinner. My buddy Phil's in town. A lot going on. Great to see him. Pretty low-key night. Watched the Terps. Was fired up for that game. Fired up for that win. You go on the road in the Big Ten. Those are good wins. And as we get closer and closer to March, you know, college hoops in the area feels kind of back. Mason's doing really well. AU's doing really well. If you expand out a little bit, Towson, VCU. I think the Hoyas, dude, remember so Kevin Willard's been at Maryland. This is his third season. There was real talk of maybe Rick Pitino getting that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Hoyas hired Ed Cooley. It's only his second season. Have you seen what Rick Pitino has done at St. John's?
They're playing well from what I hear.
Bro, they're top 10.
All right.
They're nasty.
Man doing a good job.
Whatever you think about Pitino, he's an excellent basketball coach.
He can coach.
They're 21-4.
Yeah.
12-2 in the Big East. I think, and maybe we need like an actual bracketologist on this, I think the Hoyas are looking outside the bubble right now. They're 15-9. They're 6-7 in the Big East. I don't know. I'm curious what you think on this. And we're going to talk to Jeff Erdman specifically about Maryland here in a minute. But in the state of NIL and transfer portal, do you get time to build a program? Can't you just, like, isn't every year building? You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be you got to give a coach 3-4 years, let him build his program, get his kids
you don't have
in,
that, you don't have that
develop
time
anymore.
Them. You know,
right?
That's what Locks talked to us about.
Oh, right.
Like now, you are there to compete. You don't have time to go out there and get the guy coming out of high school. No, you got to go get the guys off the portal because you are expected to compete now, especially in basketball.
Yes. Yeah, White Brian is our college basketball insider.
He only talk about mid-majors, though. Low majors.
That might be where Georgetown is. Are they in the tournament?
No, they're going to have to win the Big East tournament to get in. They don't have enough good wins.
They got 7 games left. What do they go 7-0 down the stretch in the Big East?
Yeah, I guess. It's just not very realistic.
Damn, hater in the house. All right, here's what we're going to do. B. Mitchell Finley, we got a packed show coming your way. I'm going to talk a little Miles Garrett. We're going to talk to Pete Prisco. Jeff Erdman joins the program next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday.
Oh, it is.
Celebrate responsibly. We start at 11. We keep it under wraps till 11 a.m.
Okay.
Joining us right now,
got a little crushed ice in the what's going on now.
The rude. Yeah, we do have that ice machine over there, and the Cluster Buster's out of town.
Oh boy.
Joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our guy, Mr. Jeff Ehrman, covers Maryland basketball, football, everything Terps. Nobody does it better than Ehrman. Yo, Jeff, what up, man? How are you, bud?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
We are great, man. Really good game for our Turtles last night. B called me out on in the first segment. I was legit nervous about going to Nebraska. I have this theory. Maryland, I mean, their two best players are Baltimore kids. Like, it's mostly East Coast kids. I think going to Nebraska is a complete zero for these guys. And I just worried about them being ready to play, but they showed up and looked really good.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, they're getting hot at the right time. You can kind of see all the pieces coming together. You know, anytime you are putting together pretty much a new team, Julian Reese was the only returning starter, and then you have a bunch of guys coming in, all of whom are used to being the man. You know, it can take a while for the pieces to kind of gel, guys to get a little – a little more unselfish and know where each other are going to be and thinking, develop that chemistry. And you can see that happening right now. You can also see Derek Queen kind of figuring out what it takes to be, you know, he's obviously
had a lot
of great performances, but he's figuring out, I think, what it takes to consistently put up those kind of numbers. And all of a sudden you got everybody talking about Maryland as a dangerous team come March.
Let's talk specifically about Queen, because I remember when they signed him last year, and I mean, I just watched highlights on YouTube, right? And I was like, man, I don't know what this kid's game is like at the next level. He's figured it out. He's like a throwback player with this ability to get to the basket. I mean, how much farther can he go? He is a player, man.
Yeah, I mean, he could go. He could be really good in a few years in the NBA. Obviously, the most recent ESPN mock draft had him at number 10, which is
really
the highest I think I've seen him yet. I think he got a bump out of that big performance against Rutgers over the weekend in front of all those NBA scouts.
Sure.
You know, obviously the first thing everybody says is he's not very athletic and he doesn't shoot the three well, and those are both true. You know, I think his jumper will come along, but he just has an innate, natural, you know, brilliance about him in terms of like anticipating and his ball handling skills. He's, you know, it's a cliche, but he's basically a point guard in a big man's body. The behind the back dribble on the break and then the quick dish ahead yesterday was something that you just really don't see 6'10 freshmen doing. So, you know, if he can keep up the consistency now and kind of put that little stretch of up and down performances in the past, you know, the sky's the limit for Maryland.
I also think for Queen, I want to choose my words carefully. He still seemed like he hasn't fully grown into that body. And once he gets some serious weight training and stuff, I think he'll look like a different person in 2 or 3 years. Don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's never going to be, you know, Chris Wilcox athletically, but he can get a lot better. Last off season was spent just shedding weight. You know, he was a little bit pudgy in his high school career. He even posted the photo of himself at the McDonald's All-American game where you could kind of see his belly bulging out a little bit and the catcher was just fat boy. So he's lost a lot of weight, but as you guys know, it's hard to lose a ton of baby fat and get ripped and get more explosive at the same time. So I think, you know, next off season he'll be able to do that and also work on that 3-point shot.
What's Maryland's overall weakness? So something that they have to improve upon to be able to make some noise and to get into the tournament?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I don't know if they can improve upon. It's the depth. The bench just doesn't provide any scoring, basically. You know, they've had, I think, 18 or so games against power conference schools, and the bench has been outscored by the opposing bench in every one of them. By the average is something like 20 to 6 points a game or something like that. So that's the biggest question mark. I think clearly people are starting to understand that they have one of the best starting fives in the country. You just worry, you know, with so little production coming off the bench that could hurt you once you get into tournament mode. You're playing a lot of games and, you know, foul trouble and fatigue and things like that.
As this thing continues, there's no way Queen's coming back, right?
Highly unlikely.
Okay.
I think it's just about a foregone conclusion at this point. At the middle of the season when he's having I don't even want to call it a slump because he was still having some good games, but when he was in a little bit of a slump, it seemed like maybe there was a chance, but now that he's taking off and budding at the right time of the season, I would be shocked if he came back.
Yeah, me too. And that's okay. I'm happy for a year. With the rest of this Maryland team in this Big Ten that's hyper-competitive, you got some really good teams. Right now they're, what, fifth in the conference? They beat Wisconsin head-to-head, so maybe they move ahead of them. The remaining games, they got a huge one coming up against Sparty. I'm actually going Sunday to the Iowa game. I'm fired up about that. They got 6 games left before the conference tournament. Like, what do you think is a reasonable goal in these 6 games, and how much higher can this thing go?
I don't see why you can't win 4 or 5. You look at it right now, and not only have they won 6 of 7, but they are 4 points away from a 10-game winning streak right now. The only losses in the last 10 games Yeah, the Ohio State game where they were up 17 and blew the lead, that should have been a win. And then Northwestern where they had a million chances, they lose the ball, and Northwestern hits a buzzer beater to beat them. And that's the only losses in the last 10 games. So, you know, they've shown now that they can win on the road. They've won three out of the last four. That Ohio State meltdown is the only loss. And, you know, obviously they're extremely hard to beat at home. So, you know, it's hard to say any game at this point is not a win.
I love hearing that. Makes me a little nervous. I gotta get used to this.
No guarantees, obviously.
You're not nervous that you're going to the game, Sunday?
No, I'm not nervous.
You might
going.
Be the bad luck, Sean.
Nah, dude, I've already been to a game and they won.
Which one was that?
Maryland Eastern Shore.
You brought the luck on that one.
I know. Yo, they didn't. It wasn't their best effort.
That's funny.
I love the balance this Terps team has. All five starters average double figures, right?
Yeah, all five guys are between 11.5 and 15.5 points per game. It's really something we haven't seen, and it could not be more the polar opposite of last year, right, where Jameer Young was expected to score,
that's all they had,
you know, 30 points a game if he could, and there wasn't really a lot of other scoring on the team other than Julian Reese. So it makes them really, really tough to guard because they have so many guys that can hurt you. You know, obviously the key there is – one of the keys anyways is the three-point shooting, which has been really good lately, especially Selton Miguel. He's been hot. Pretty consistently now for the past few weeks. So if they can keep up that shooting, when you combine that with two, you know, there's not many teams that have two big guys like Queen and Reese inside. So that's a pretty tough inside-out combo.
With Miguel, where did he come from? He transferred, right?
Yeah, he came from South Florida. He was okay. The AAC Sixth Man of the Year last year. Started his career at Kansas State in Maryland, you know, pulled some strings or used its connections with Bruno Fernando. Selton Miguel's from Angola. The two are friends. They call themselves cousins, you know, from growing up together in Angola. So that helped them get him over to Maryland. So he's been a huge factor in all of this, along, obviously, with all the other transfers.
Got this Angola pipeline, B. I didn't know about that.
You got to start. You got to donate some more money, Jay.
Yeah,
get them right, man.
We're working on it. I help in the promotions department.
Yeah, okay.
There you go,
dude. One kid I've been impressed by. So he was the big time recruit last year, Deshaun Harris Smith, DHS, and he's the Paul the Sixth kid. I think he was an All Met. Like a lot of local excitement about him. Freshman year didn't go well. In my estimation, he's just not that good of a shooter. But I feel like this year he's been helping in other ways and giving them good minutes. Is that kind of how you see it too? How has that unfolded for him?
Yeah, I think at times he's made some solid contributions just with like hustle plays. He had a big three-pointer a couple games ago where, you know, as you said, the jumper just has not been falling. He looks to me like a guy who's a little bit stuck in his own head, kind of nervous, maybe down on himself, not the best body language out there. Last night he had a couple of rough moments, but, you know, at this point, I think you have to write off the five-star talk and all of that. Obviously, that was all a little bit overstated, and you know, just hope he can give you a little bit more off the bench the rest of the way. But you know, I don't think he's ever going to be a big time scorer on this level.
It's funny because B always says once you've played a year in the NFL, your draft status doesn't matter. Like yeah. It doesn't matter where you were picked.
Yep.
Once you've played and the tape is out there, you are what you are. I think, you know, college sports are starting to be like that because sometimes these
it's like draft status now, to be honest with you.
Right. I mean, but sometimes these what your high school star ranking doesn't necessarily matter. Specific to Iowa, what do you think for this weekend?
You know, Iowa's not that good. They're coming off a solid win at Rutgers. You know, as we know, Rutgers isn't, you know, killing the game this year. But it's, you know, they're never a good defensive team under Fran McCaffrey. Maryland's been pretty much dominant at home, so I think that's one where, you know, I'd be surprised if they don't get a win there.
That dude
McCaffrey. Some games to go to, Jay.
I know. You want to go to one?
Nah.
You going to come with me to College Park?
Not Sunday.
But just in general. They got six games left, B.
I'll go.
Trying to think which one I could go to.
No, Michigan State is the best game left.
You're not leaving early.
I can't commit
I'm
to that.
I'm not going with you then.
Michigan State, I am at the Combine, unfortunately. We can go to Northwestern against Maryland Sunday, March 8th at 3:00.
Ooh. too far away.
It's not in Northwestern. It's in College Park.
I'm just saying it's too far away right now, man. It may be golf time. I may be on a road trip.
March 8th, you think your golf is going to be 40 degrees?
Not where I may go.
We could go to...
I don't think he wants to go to a game with you, JP.
It's pretty clear, huh, Jeff?
Look, Jeff, this dude likes to leave early, disappear on people. I don't hang out with folks like that.
Go late, leave early.
Okay.
It's the right
you know,
path.
You go to look, he'll say he's going to the bathroom, and then hour later, you're like, damn, I know you're not still in the bathroom.
I just text you. I'm on my couch.
I don't blame you for being hesitant then to go with him.
Yeah.
Yo, changing gears. I feel like it's a good... I feel like we've had some kind of deserts in the D.C. area for college hoops over the last couple of years where, like, even the smaller schools weren't good. But Mason looks really good. AU's doing really well. Like, there seems to be good college hoops buzz again in the DMV. Are you surprised the Hoyas didn't take a step this year? Was I misreading that? Were they not expected to?
I'm not entirely surprised. I mean, look at Ed Cooley's body of work at Providence. He did a solid job there, but, you know, there's a lot of resources there. That's a basketball crazy school and never really made a deep run in March or anything like that. And Georgetown just also the reality is doesn't have the sizzle that it had back in the day. You know, the Big East isn't what it once was. And,
but
you know, they've been down for quite
point,
a while. And
it's just that? About cash, right? Like, is there NIL just not delivering or something? I'm surprised.
No, actually they have quite a bit of money. NIL money, as far as I understand, I think they spent quite a bit last year. It just hasn't panned out for them this season. So we'll see if they can rebuild it. But, you know, they're somewhat off the radar at this point, I would say, locally and nationally. And then you mentioned American and George Mason, that both of them obviously have Maryland ties with Dwayne Simpkins over at American, and Tony Skin, you know, the assistant under Willard the first 2 years, really good recruiter and now proving that he's a really good coach. I think they might be on top of the A-10 still.
Oh, I knew Skin played at Mason. He was an assistant at Maryland?
Yeah, he was an assistant at Maryland. We got to get you reading the site, man. he was an assistant, really. He was probably their top recruiter, and for a couple of years, he had coached under Willard at Seton Hall also, and so they built a relationship there, and he's killing it at Mason this year in his first year as a head coach.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah, I mean, good for him, but stay in College Park, dude. What is the biggest factor at Maryland? That, like, when these guys are recruiting, are they recruiting high school or just the portal?
It's really shifted a lot toward the portal. Willard even came out and said a few months ago that he's not going to take more than 3 high school players in any class. This year, he only has 1 high school player.
Wow.
Which is extremely unusual. Probably won't add another. There's a chance he might. They're only recruiting, as of right now, 1 other high school senior. So, you know, obviously he did an amazing job in the portal this past year to get Rice and Miguel and Gillespie and also Tafar Gapare on the bench. And so he's obviously confident that he'll be able to do it again because, you know, assuming Queen is gone, we know Reese is gone, he's going to have to get 2 really good big men out of the portal.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Reese is a senior, isn't he?
Yep.
It's crazy to think somebody's actually a senior, had been in one college for 4 years.
That's crazy.
Jeff, always appreciate your time. Everybody check out Inside MD Sports. We're going to have to do this once a week, dude. You know, Terps are hot.
Anytime, man.
All right. Just appreciate you, Jeff.
All right, bro.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's our guy, Jeff Ehrman, Inside MD Sports, which apparently I need to read more often. I don't know how that missed me, that Tony Skin was there. You can follow him at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. Terps are hot, man. College Hoops is coming. It's DMV time.
Come on, Bees, man. You know JP is always on fire.
He was too busy telling me Nebraska was the right side last night.
Well,
how do you think Bees bet last night? Do you think he bet Nebraska and not the Timberwolves?
Probably so.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Your boy had it right last night.
You had it, man.
Not every night, but last night we had it.
Normally you don't have it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not sure what I have. You watch any of the golf?
I watched a little bit of it last night. Fell asleep on it. You know how I normally do.
So what time? So you went to MGM in the afternoon,
I got
right?
there about 4 something.
What time did you get home? 9-ish?
About 9, yeah.
Where'd you guys eat over there?
What, at MGM?
Yeah.
Ginger.
That place is so good.
Oh, bro.
You get the lamb chops?
Oh, yeah.
Those things are so outrageous, man.
They're unbelievable.
The lamb chop, you get that crab thing?
No, I didn't get the crab thing.
That crab is really good, but it's a commitment to, like, eating it.
Yeah, whenever I commit to eating that.
But you got to, it's like a mindset. You got to be ready for
it. All you got to do is have it on the menu. That's my mindset.
Did they not have it last night?
I didn't want it. I didn't want to eat all that.
I could go for ginger. Maybe I'll go over there today. Lauren would love if I just duck out on Valentine's Day to go to the casino by myself and have lamb chops.
Hey, man, it's not just a woman's day. It's a man's day, too. You got to have your fun, too, now.
Apparently, yesterday was something called Galentine's Day.
Hey, man.
Is anybody familiar with that?
I've heard people say it.
What is that?
I guess when the ladies hang out with each other.
Landfill appears to have an answer. Landfill, what's Galentine's
Day? I don't know.
What is it, Jeff?
Like you said, it's when girls hang out together.
In other words, they just find another day to have. They want another day to be able to go out and hang out. Then the next day, they want you to take them out. It's just always wanting something. That's what it is. I said it. Hell, y'all scared to say it? I said it. Hell, why you got another day?
All I asked was what it is.
I'm telling you what it is. Another made-up day that they get to get something else.
I Googled it. This is from... You always should consider your source. This is from Florida Today. Galentine's Day is for all women, whether they're single or coupled up. It's not a holiday meant to reflect on loneliness or bash the couples who fill up all the restaurants and romantic picnic spots day.
They go hang out with their girlfriends today. I mean, yesterday, and they go have their dudes. Got to take us on. Like, it's just a ladies' day. No.
It's a celebration of close female friendship and of love in all its non-romantic forms.
Yeah, okay.
JP, I beg to differ there. That is just says a woman must have wrote that article. Galentine's Day is definitely for all the single women who bashing the fellas. Men ain't this, men ain't that, so they celebrating together.
And then tomorrow they trying to get that dude to go take him out somewhere.
Don't listen to what they reading to you.
White Brian, what are you doing to celebrate Valentine's Day? Taking your wife out?
Yeah, we're going to get some ramen. We've never been to a ramen place, and apparently they're good around here. So
sounds very romantic.
There you go. Yeah.
easy, dog. Pause, B.
It's ramen, man.
Whose idea was it to get ramen?
She's wanted to go for a while, so.
All right. So he decided to do
it. Which ramen spot?
I forget the name of it. I'll have to look it up.
But you made a reservation, right? This is not just a show up kind of
night. They
don't
just show up.
Yeah, I call them Monday.
I think I should probably double check on what I'm supposed to do. I'll be honest.
Well, basically, you did get here and tell me that you forgot it was Valentine's Day today.
No, I got Lauren socks.
You told me you forgot it.
I got her socks.
No, you got something for the girls to give her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get her nothing.
Bro, considering the price of the socks, I think
I
did all right.
You got something for the. I'm calling you out, Jay. You got two
What'd
things
you
for
get,
your kids.
Monica?
She had my own stuff.
What?
She got her own stuff. She got her own stuff.
You're giving me grief because I got because presents
I
for the girls to get my wife.
I don't have to remember.
I did.
Because I already handled everything.
What'd you get her?
None of your business.
But my socks gift isn't good enough?
The socks are for the two girls. He got two pair of expensive socks.
I give them to the girls daughters. To give to their mom.
But that is not something from you. I'm telling you that right now.
I think I did quite well.
Nah, Jay. I don't think you did.
White Brian, what'd you get your lovely wife?
Tell me tomorrow when you
get back. You are saying you got Monica nothing. And you're giving me grief for giving some nice socks.
JP, I've been in this thing for 30-something years. You believe me.
I'm 11 years
deep. I don't ever not get nothing, okay? But they buy their own stuff. I don't have to buy anything anymore.
So why aren't I in that category?
Because you're not.
I'm 11 years in. We've been married a while.
Okay, can you just go through a Christmas or something and don't buy nothing?
Christmas is different.
I'm asking a question.
Valentine's Day is for children.
Valentine's Day, I don't buy nothing either. Ain't for no children. What makes you think it's just for children?
I got her some socks.
Okay.
How am I? Here's my question. How are you giving me a hard time when you just let Monica get her own stuff?
That's how she do it. Because they say I don't buy the right stuff.
Well, I think we're good.
I did it on purpose.
Wait,
I
brought Brian, the wrong you get stuff your for wife? Years. What's your wife's name, dude?
It's Rose.
Rose. What did Rose get for Valentine's?
You going to the Rose? What's going on? The Rose Casino.
I'll get her some flowers and some chocolates and then maybe a stuffed animal.
She's
Man,
a teacher.
Why don't you be a stuffed animal?
Is she a teacher? True or false?
No, but we had this debate about teachers and real estate.
Jeff, what do you think White Brian's wife does for a living?
Real estate.
Teacher.
She's a real estate agent.
Kind of like a teacher. It's close.
Nothing like a teacher.
No. It's close.
How you say it's like a teacher?
I thought she was a teacher. I don't know. Miss Hauk, right? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yep, that's perfect.
So you think she's a teacher just because that's her last name?
I don't know, man. I just had a vision in my head she was a teacher. I don't know how. I don't know why.
Hey, Brian, why does he have a vision of your wife in his head?
Take it easy.
You need to come take care
questions
of him, dog.
Questions that need answers.
I'm just saying, dog.
Hold on. I'm about to put Greg on Front Street. Greg just texted, man, bleep it. Let's go to MGM after the show. Jess got nothing. She got my love all year long.
Hey, there we go.
Jess ain't listening, Greg.
Hey, man. See, some people just got it like that, Jay.
So yeah. Why can't I?
Because
how do you know I don't have it like that?
I know you don't.
Lauren got socks. I hope you love them, babe. It's Pete Mitchell.
Yeah, she at work now.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.